Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to talk about, Z Image, comfy UI settings for 2025. Absolutely, I've been hearing a lot about Z Image lately, what's the big deal? So here's the scoop. There's this myth floating around that you need a super expensive computer to run Z Image comfy UI for high quality, AI image generation. People think they need a $10,000 setup, but that's not the case anymore. Really? So you're saying a standard gaming PC can handle it now? Alex, exactly. In 2025, with the new Z Image Turbo models, you can generate photorealistic images in under a second. It's impressive and it doesn't require a huge investment. Wow, that's a game changer. So what do we need to do to get started? Great question. First, we need to install Z Image Comfy UI. A lot of people dread this part, thinking it'll take ages and be full of coding errors. Oh man, I remember struggling with setups like that. It took me forever to get Flux 2 running. But with Comfy UI, the installation is a breeze. It's about a 30-minute, one-click process now, thanks to the new Z Image Latent Nodes. That sounds way easier. So once it's installed, how do we get the best results? Let's dive into that. I've narrowed it down to the 9 key settings that you should tweak for optimal performance. Jordan, 9 settings? Okay, hit me with the first one. First up, make sure you're loading the Z Image Turbo version. The base version is good for fine-tuning, but for generation, Turbo is way faster. Got it, Turbo it is. What's next? Next, we have the sampling steps, also known as NFEs. With older models, you might crank this up to 30 or 50 steps, but Z Image Turbo only needs about 8. Seriously, anything more doesn't justify the extra time. Wow, that's a real time saver. What about resolution? Great point. The native resolution for Z Image is 1328 by 1328 pixels. Stick to that, or ratios that match, and you'll get the sharpest results. Makes sense. And how about the sampler? I recommend using either Euler or Flowmatch with this model. They work really well with the Turbo architecture and make a significant difference. So it sounds like it's all about optimizing the settings for speed and quality. Exactly. Next, keep your CFG scale low, around 1.5 to 2.0. If it's too high, your images can end up looking overly contrasty or, as I like to say, fried. Haha, I can imagine. What about the Lumika acceleration you mentioned? Oh, if you see a toggle for Lumika, turn it on. It can speed things up by about 2.5 times without needing extra training. It's like a free performance boost. Love free boosts. And what if someone has less? VRAM. Good point. If you have less than 16GB VRAM, make sure to set your VRAM usage to low in the Comfy UI settings. The model is efficient, but it still needs some room to breathe. Sounds straightforward. And how do we handle prompts? This model is pretty smart. You don't need those long, complicated prompts anymore. Just keep it natural and you'll get better results. That's a relief. So if people want to add control, how does ControlNet fit in? With ControlNet, you want to start with a weight of 0.8 instead of 1.0 to reduce artifacts. It's all about balancing precision and control without overloading the system. This is really eye-opening. I'm surprised to hear how well Z Image handles text rendering too. Absolutely. Unlike Flux, which struggled with text, Z Image is hitting a 95% accuracy on bilingual text rendering for both English and Chinese. It's a huge win for e-commerce or anyone needing text in their images. Jordan, that's so impressive. So is self-hosting Z Image worth it for creators? Definitely. If you're generating between 1,000 to 5,000 images a month, self-hosting becomes cost-effective quickly. You can save a ton on those per token fees. That's good to know. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts on using Z Image Comfy UI? Just give it a shot. It only takes about 30 minutes to set up. Worst case, you delete the folder, and best case, you save yourself hours every week. Great advice, Alex. Thanks for breaking this down. My pleasure. And don't forget, there's a community out there ready to help if you run into trouble. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.